Okay, very good morning to all. This morning, 28 March 2004, is the 8th day already. Oh, 28, yes, 28, sorry. So 7th day, tomorrow 8th day. After that, you have the last day, 30th. So 28, okay, we will do the morning puja, then Joy is going back at 3 o'clock, okay, so Joyce, 3 or so, the morning puja, we pay respect first, then after that we start. Arahang sama sambuddho bhagava buddhang bhagavantang abhivademi. Svakato bhagavata dhammo dhammang namasami. Supatipanno bhagavato sāvaka saṅgho saṅghaṁ namāmi. Okay, we will do the morning puja. Is the base proper? Oh, it's okay. Okay, sadhu, thank you. We will do the morning puja now. Turn the page 18. Dedication of offering
to the blessed one, the Lord, who fully attained perfect enlightenment, to the teaching which to expound us so well, and to the blessed one disciples who have practiced well,
to these the Buddha, the Dhamma, and the Sangha, we render with offerings our rightful homage. It is well for us that the Blessed One, having attained liberation, still had compassion for later generation. May this simple offering be accepted for the long-lasting benefit and for the happiness it gives us. The Lord, the perfectly enlightened and blessed one, I render homage to the Buddha, the blessed one. The teaching so completely explained by him, I bow to the Dhamma. The Blessed One's disciple, who have practiced well, I bow to the Sangha. Now let us pay preliminary homage to the Buddha. Homage to the Blessed, Noble, and Perfectly Enlightened One. Homage to the Blessed, Noble, and Perfectly Enlightened One. Homage to the Blessed, Noble, and Perfectly Enlightened One. Now let us chant in praise of the Buddha.
The Tathagata is the pure one,
the Perfectly Enlightened One. He is impeccable in conduct and understanding, the accomplished one, the knower of the world. He trains perfectly those who wish to be trained. He is teacher of gods and humans. He is awake and holy in this world with its gods, demons, and high spirits, its seeker and sages, celestial and human beings. He has by deep insight revealed the truth. He has pointed out the Dhamma, beautiful in the beginning, beautiful in the middle, beautiful in the end. He has explained the spiritual life of complete purity in its essence and convention. I chant my praise to the Blessed One. I bow my head to the Blessed One. Now let us chant in praise of the Dhamma.
The Dhamma is well expounded by the Blessed One.
Apparent here and now, timeless, inviting investigation, leading inwards to be experienced individually by the wise. I chant my praise to the teaching. I bow my head to the truth. Now let us chant in praise of the Sangha.
They are the blessed ones, disciples who have practiced well, who have practiced directly, who have practiced insightfully,
those who practice with integrity. That is the four pair of the eight kinds of noble beings. These are the blessed ones, disciples. Such ones are worthy of gifts, worthy of hospitality, worthy of offerings, worthy of respect. They give occasion for incomparable goodness to arise in the world. I chant my praise to the Sangha. I bow my head to the Sangha. Now let us chant our salutation to the Triple Gem and the passage of encouragement.
The Buddha, absolutely pure, with ocean-like compassion, possessing the clear insight of wisdom, destroyer of worldly self-corruption, devoted indeed, that Buddha I revered, the teaching of the Lord, like a lamp illuminating the path and its fruit, the deathless, that which is beyond the conditioned world. Devotedly indeed, that Dhamma I revered, the Sangha, the most fertile ground for cultivation. Those who have realized peace, awaken after the accomplished one, noble and wise, all longing abundant, devoted indeed, that Sangha I revered. This salutation should be made to that which is worthy, through the power of such good action. May all obstacles disappear. One who knows things as they have has come into this world,
and he is an arahant, a perfectly awakened being,
purifying the way leading out of delusion, calming and directing to perfect peace, and leading to enlightenment. This way he has made known.
Having heard the teaching, we know this. Birth is dukkha, aging is dukkha, and death is dukkha. Sorrow, lamentation, pain, grief, and despair are dukkha.
Association with the dislike is dukkha. Separation from the like is dukkha. Not attaining one's wishes is dukkha. In brief, the five focuses of grasping, mind, and dukkha death are the follows: identification with the body, identification with feelings, identification with perception, identification with mental formation, identification with consciousness. For the complete understanding of this, the Blessed One in his lifetime frequently instruct his disciple in just this way. In addition, he further instructed,
Rupang anicchang, the body is impermanent.
Vedanai anicchang,
feeling is impermanent.
Sanya anicchang,
perception is impermanent.
Sankara anicchang,
mental formation are impermanent.
Vijnanam
anicchang,
consciousness is impermanent.
Rupam anatta,
body
is not self.
Vedana
anatta,
feeling
is not self.
Sanya
anatta,
perception
is not self.
Sankara
anatta,
mental
formation
are not self.
Vijnanam
anatta,
consciousness
is not self.
Sabbe
sankara
anicchang,
all
conditions
are
impermanent.
Sabbe
dhamma
anattate,
there
is no self in the created or the uncreated.
Temayang,
all of us,
Otinaha
jatiya
jaramaraninana,
are bounded by
birth,
aging and death.
Sokehi
paridevehi,
dukkehi
domanasehi,
upayasehi,
by
sorrow,
lamentation,
pain,
grief
and despair.
Dukkotina
dukkha
parita,
bound
by dukkha
and
obstructed
by dukkha.
Apevana
vinasa
kevalasa
dukkha
kandasa,
antakiriya
panya
yetate.
Let us
all aspire
to complete freedom
from
suffering.
The
Blessed
One,
who long ago
attained
Parinibbana,
is our
refuge.
So
too
are the
Dhamma
and the
Sangha.
Attentively
we follow
the
pathway
of that
Blessed
One
with
all
our
mindfulness
and
strength.
May
then the
cultivation
of this
practice
lead
us
to the
end
of
every kind
of suffering.
Remembering the Blessed One,
the
Noble
Lord,
and
perfectly
enlightened
One,
who
long
ago
attained
Parinibbana,
we
had
gone forth
with faith
from home
to
homelessness,
and
like the
Blessed
One,
we
practiced
the
holy
life.
Being fully
equipped
with the
bhikkhu
system
of
training,
may
this holy
life
lead us
to
the
end
of
this
whole
mess
of suffering. Okay, before
we
do the closing homage, let us
radiate
loving kindness for about 5 minutes.
You
just start with yourself, then to all your loved ones, then to all beings within this vicinity, then you extend it. Until the whole universe. Okay? We will do it now.
Okay, thank you so much for sending all the metta to all beings. Rejoice. Was it very peaceful, very calm, yes? Very peaceful. I suddenly felt the calm, the peaceful, very strong, all over. Okay, we will do our morning exercise. Then after that, you can meditate. Oh yeah, have a close. Okay, we do the closing. The closing homage to the Triple Gem. Arahang Sama Sambuddho Bhagava Buddhang Bhagavantang Abhivademi. Sokato Bhagavata Dhammo Dhammang Namasami. Supatipanno Bhagavato Asavaka Sangho Sanghang Namami. Okay, we can have a short 5-10 minutes of exercise, then you can meditate.